Your movie Bank Chor is like on news right now. So can you tell us something about your character in the movie?
I am actually playing the role of an entertainment journalist, just like yourself. So that might be exciting for you. it's a girl who wants to be taken seriously, but because of the way she speaks and looks and talks and walks, people don't take her seriously. And she wants to do a different kind of journalism. Like she wants to be at the breaking news, but they usually send her to interview like. Fashion people, etc. And she's not quite happy with that. She's like, you know, I want to do this, but I want to do that as well. It's quite an interesting character, and it's got a couple of different shades as well, which you will see when you see the film.
Okay. So, you're working with Pritesh Deshmukh and Vivek Oberoi in the film. How was your experience working with them?
Ritesh is a darling. He's the best coach that anyone can ever have. He gets some great food from his house. Okay. He's super calm. He's lovely to work with. He's a very giving coach. Also, he's got like tons of experience more than me. So it kind of helps, especially in a comedy film. Like comic timing is everything. Yeah. And if your coach has that bang on, then it's very easy for you to you know make the scene better.
Correct.
So he would always help, and like he just switches on like when the camera comes on. Like comedy just flows naturally in his blood, I think. So, he's absolutely amazing. It was a complete joy. Vivek also was great. We both also bonded on food. I'm also a foodie, he's also a foodie. And where to order, what to eat was the main conversation while poor Bumpy, our director, was filming. We were only thinking about food and what to eat next. So, yeah, fun team.
Okay, all right. And that sounds fun, actually. Any idea like when is the movie releasing or when is its trailer coming out?
The show is due to release in April.
Okay.
The date is not out yet, but I'm assuming the trailer should be out in March.
Alright. We are waiting to watch it right now.
Yeah, I'm also waiting for it.
Any particular scene from the movie that you felt was difficult to shoot?
In Bangalore, there is a very interesting scene, but I can't tell you that scene actually. Oh, shit, no, I can't. In Bangalore, something that I can tell you would be that we were shooting on Worli Seaface.
Okay.
And we were shooting like a very interesting and important scene of the film, and it was quite difficult because of all the popularity that Ritesh Deshmukh has gathered over the last few years. And people hounding us, etc. So it was supposed to be like a 15-minute shoot, but it took like at least 2.5 hours to shoot it because we had to keep staying away from people picking us, and I think people still managed to pick us. That's fine.
Can you tell us something about your latest photo shoot?
Yeah, so my latest photo shoot is a small, sweet attempt to not be considered cute and sweet anymore. I just thought that people don't see me in that light at all. And then a lot of my friends were like, you know, they think that I am hot in my personal life. And I believe that about myself. It's just that everyone didn't think that about me till I did the shoot. So one day I just decided I'm going to do the shoot and I'm going to try and do something different. And, you know, like not be the conventional cutesy girl next door, which is what I always do. We did that, and it seems to have worked magic. I'm quite excited with the response, and like I just literally put the pictures up on Instagram, and everyone is so getting some great comments. I've got like 200,000 new followers in like a week. So yeah, very very happy with the response.
Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
So what makes you say yes to a movie?
Honestly, when I'm reading a script, like, I mean, the script is, of course, the most important thing and your role.
Yeah.
I feel like there has to be something for me to do. You know, like something interesting that I haven't done. And like something that I have, that is going to be challenging. It's going to be difficult. I'll have to think. I'll have to work hard. I'll have to give up my social life for a couple of months and just dive into the film. And then, you know, also who's directing the film and how, even if it's a new first-time director,
yeah.
It's when you meet the person in person, what do you think? Like, what kind of what kind of an equation you can have, because as an actor you have to trust your director completely, so director of course.
Okay.
And like something to do in the role, you know, like something different, something not stereotypical, something not that I've done before.
Okay.
Ideally.
All right. So, and are you planning to do any TV show or any web series?
TV show as of now, no. Web series, yeah, there are a couple of offers, but we're figuring. What's the edgiest one?
All right. Okay. So, you have worked in Telugu movies as well. So, what would you prefer more, Tollywood or Bollywood?
Bollywood, of course. Only because I've been here longer.
Yeah.
And I've done more work here. In the South, I've just done one film. And I really enjoyed that as well. I don't see much of a difference in terms of work ethic and people and talent. But I just feel like Bollywood, because I speak Hindi, you know, I speak the language. So yeah. For me, it's just easier to act. And I think it's only fair to act if you know a language. Like, obviously, it is going to be better.
Yeah.
That language barrier is always there. But of course, like, if you are, where there's a will, there's a way. Like, if there is a role that's amazing and I want to do that, probably I have to learn the language for it.
Okay. The question that I'm going to ask you now, maybe you, people must have asked you a lot, but still, are you like dating anyone?
No, I'm actually very single and very happy. I think the both go parallelly. So I'm very much single and very happy. I'm not looking to date anyone. I know this is a very generic answer you get from everyone,
yeah.
But it's the truth. It's the truth of the matter.
Okay, any particular movie character that you wish you had done?
Off late?
Yeah.
I think Alia Bhatt's role in Ulta Punjab.
Okay. Nice. Then, any actor that you really wish to work for?
I would really like to work with Ranveer.
Okay.
If there's a chance, I'd love to work with Ranveer and actually Ranveer.
Okay, both. Alright. So, you were a VJ in your earlier days, like when you had just come in this industry. So, Rhea as a VJ or Rhea as an actress? What would you prefer more?
For me, I mean, as a VJ, I had a lot of fun. I would be myself. I would talk like myself.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun doing that job because it didn't feel like a job at all. But as an actor, it's been way more challenging in terms of, like, you have to become the character. You have to feel a lot of things. There's a lot of craft. For me personally, like, I find that DJing comes to me very, very naturally. Whereas I don't believe there is a term as natural actor, because you have to, every role, you have to get into it. You actually have to work to become a cat, to become that character, to understand their mindset. You know, you have to go live their life or see their life or understand that person. Like, tomorrow if you're playing a murderer,
correct.
You can't say many natural acting ki tumne natural life mein murder to nahi kiya na.
Correct.
How can you be natural? So you have to figure. So I think acting for me is more challenging, hence I enjoy it more.
Okay. You were born and brought up in Bangalore.
No, I wasn't. That's actually a wrong information.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone says that. I've never lived in Bangalore in my life. So I was born in Pune.
Okay.
My dad was in the Indian Army. And my dad is Bengali and my mom is Konkani, Mangalorean.
Okay.
I've been raised all over India because my dad was in the army, right? So I've technically not lived in any city for more than a year, but I was born in Pune.
Okay, so like, are you loving Mumbai?
I love Mumbai. I mean, my mom's side of the family lives in Mumbai. So like, even as a child, Mumbai was second home. From wherever we were, we would come for summer holidays. So yeah, now 7 years here, it's going strong. Mumbai is my home.
Okay. Can you tell us about your style mantra?
My star mantra?
Style mantra.
Style mantra.
Yeah.
I actually genuinely believe only one thing, that as long as you are comfortable in what you're wearing and as long as you believe you're looking sexy, hot, amazing, whatever, it's going to show. Because the moment you wear an outfit that you don't like personally and you are not comfortable in, that's going to show and you're never going to carry it off well. So I think can wear like a white kanji and blue jeans and like flat chappals, then you can look hot, you can look smoking. Yeah. So as long as you feel it, go for it.
Okay, like, do you want to give any message to the to your viewers?
I want to request all of them to please come and watch both my films, which are releasing now. And my film is releasing after a year, so I'm very excited. And I hope that they like all the work that I've done. And yeah, keep liking my pictures on Instagram. It makes me really happy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Riya, for speaking with me. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. And best of luck for all your projects and everything. I wish you all success.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.